And peep the music out. I gotta fight this. I wanna fight the music. On this one. I was gonna write you a poem today, but I was like, fuck it, I was feeling myself, you know? Illest bitch alive, illest bitch alive. Yeah, that my sister, and I'm so proud the way she hold it down. Illest bitch alive, realest bitch around. Pray you rich in confidence when I'm paying you mine. Look, the illest bitch alive, realest bitch alive. Yeah, one time for the illest bitch alive, illest bitch alive. Hold up, working out 9 to 5, keeping our babies fly. Know what time, know what's like. No one know that's your plight. No one know that you struggle. No one know what it's like. How you holding emotion? I'm as why holding in life. Man, straight ain't no fucking. Women pain got a stressing. I can touch it, so for pleasure, I get special attention. Yes, this the illest bitch alive. I love a freaky sound. In the deeper that means she get the sweeter this rise. Boy, that illest bitch alive. Illest bitch alive.
And that fucking son is so proud that she hold it down.
Call her that illest bitch alive. Pray you rich in confidence, now I'm paying you mine, Lord. Illest bitch alive, illest bitch alive.
For the ladies,
for the ladies,
the kid, girl. You wanna be your mother, your father, brother, your sister, everything. I think I might wife her. Get no pot of blue, rock her with suit, white Nike. My niggas like her. Nah, she been with me through the crime. Girl, you put in that top like Ben Lifers. You got tight, used to hook you and chill. Twat tight, plus she cook up a meal. Had to hook up for real. More headaches and stress cause of child of all. It's all good
cause the sex be my Tylenol. Best baby, not a ball. For the rest of you childish brawl, give me the sex, then I'm tired of y'all.
So find the next to provide for y'all. I got my baby girl, plus she about to drop my baby girl. Forget about all the rumors you hear, girl. I know life soon to be here, girl. Can't never fuck up that, got to fuck with that. I can't find better love than that, my baby girl. Don't stop giving.
There's not a minute, hour, day, or night that I don't love you. You're at the
We are back with another episode of You Got All the Sense podcast. I'm your guy, Flashy with Six Wise, Three Wise. Y'all know the vibes. We back with another episode. Don't curse me out, y'all. I know I took last week off, and I took a week, probably 2 weeks before that off, but I was just going through a lot, and I'll tell y'all in a minute what's going on. But we back with another episode. I missed y'all, every single one of y'all. Whether you listen vicariously or in just in passing, I send my love to y'all. I'm going to start this episode. If you know me, I'm from one square mile. I'm from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And this last 2 weeks, it's just been a dark cloud over my city. And last night, a tragic situation happened and it hit home. And I know when people like it hit close to home, but when it really hit home, it affects you, a little different than a lot of other things. So this episode is dedicated to Janaya, Aji, and Detriana. Y'all souls are forever. The impact y'all had on people, the impact y'all will have on people, is forever. To y'all babies, we send love, prayers, hugs, and kisses. To y'all families, we send love, prayers, hugs, and kisses. But I want to say this directly to Detriana. To watch you grow from where we first met you under Kyra Wing to you becoming queen best friend, to us sharing a goddaughter, to you becoming a mother. Dog, you hurt me. You hurt me. You hurt a lot of us today. All three of y'all. But Detriana, you hurt me so bad today, son. And it's so sick because, dog, you hurt. Yo, it's so sick, son. Like, what I'm going to tell you is I love you forever. I love you forever. To the gang, Shaquana, Akeisha, Jada, Tierra, my Asia. I don't want to miss nobody, so I'm going to stop naming people, and I always do that. But to see you, feel me, from drinking butt naked on Shaquana porch to graduating college to always having your own hustle, I'm so proud of you. And I hate now that I have to give you your flowers after the situation. I'm choked up because there's so much emotion behind this. Like, the feeling of watching, like, literally watching, you feel me, y'all come up from Hope Academy to Academy Charter. Like, it's a beautiful thing to see y'all become beautiful young women. And then to lose y'all is just the hardest part about it. I don't have the words right now. I literally, all I could do today was send, you feel me, broken heart emojis because I was broken. And it's so wicked because at one point, Didi, you was mad at me. And it was like, you was like, Tiandre, I hate you so much. But she was like, I never stop fucking with you because it's always been for L. To Nico, I'm sorry I missed you. You hurt me, dog. Your baby girl gonna be forever good. All of y'all. You hurt me so bad, dog. And to see the pain and the people that we grew up around and then the people that we met and you feel me of years of being friends, like Kyra, I love you forever. You hurt me so bad today, dog. You hurt me so bad today.
And it bothered, like, just know I love you. You gonna be my cover art for this episode. If I could put all three of y'all together, I would. But because of, you know, other people's families and situations, I'll put Deuteronomy because I know, you feel me, where we stand. You rock my world today, son. And it's really like, it hit a little different. I love you forever. I love you forever. Arian, love you forever. You held it down as a godparent for both of us because I wasn't in state. You held it down for both of us. And I thank you for that. Damn, dog.
He having conversations in the dark. Yeah, yeah. It's just me, myself, and my heart. My heart said, hurt in this circumstance, so for any reason, then now you gotta get it on. Stop beating, bitch. I cannot take it no more. 4 in the morning while they sleeping, I'm wide awake. Thinking about the problems I face, make my heart race. I put my trust in so many, they all traded lanes. He be okay until it's over, then his thoughts pound. They be on social sites riding, clowning a nigga, then he remember
he's up to 300,000 on niggas.
Yeah. He having conversations in the...
Sorry, y'all had to take a... Oof. We back with another episode. First things first, it is cancer season. So, why I missed last week's episode was I did go home. I went to celebrate my niece's sweet 16. Happy birthday, Nud. And I went to celebrate my mother's birthday. Happy birthday to the big dog. Also, happy birthday to my barber, Trader Barber. His birthday just passed. We just celebrated this past weekend. So big shout out to all the Cancers. Cancer season is upon us. Kudos to the Cancers. But y'all know what's next, right? Y'all know what's next. We ain't got to discuss it too much. Oh, happy early birthday to my best friend. She has me blocked currently because she's upset. But happy birthday, Jack girl. I'll see you in a couple days. But the season of all seasons is upon us following Cancer season. If you want to know, you feel me, my song for Leo season, you feel me, I'm a... Welcome home, Finesse Two Times. Memphis trap. Boom! I ain't playing with y'all. Leo season is upon us, coming real soon. Big Flash Day is coming. Big Flash Day is coming, so make sure y'all want to look out for Big Flash birthday itinerary. I'm gonna be posting it soon when I get everything situated. My two sponsors of the week. My first sponsor of the week is Prolific Solutions. With my shout out to Wavy, Prolific Solutions. What they do is, if you have garbage, move in, move out furniture, they will come move it for you. They will take care of it. They will make sure it gets to the next location safe, proper, and handled with care. So y'all go tap in. I am Wavy 2X on Instagram, Prolific Solutions. Make sure y'all go support Black-owned business. That is New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Even might go down to Delaware if you need them, depending on, you know, if you know, you know. My second sponsor of the week is Lowe's with Chrissy. All right, so I was cut in the middle of my sponsors, but because of who it was, I'm going to shout them out again. Shout out to my cousin Reagan over at Raw Body Piercings, Columbia, South Carolina. They have two locations, one on Two Notch and one on Broad River across from Rush's. All piercing needs, voted best piercing shop for the last 2 years. If you want a piercing, go holler at her. She will get it done. And she has quality staff, quality items, and they're super clean. Can't speak for no other places, but I know Raw Body Piercing gets the job done. My second sponsor is Lowe's with Chrissy. I'm sure cut off. But if you are in the New Jersey, New York area, and you need, and you feel lazy, you're lazy, you don't feel like, you know, doing your old laundry, Lowe's with Chrissy will pick up your laundry, take care of it, and return it to you smelling nice, freshly folded, and everything of the above. So make sure y'all go tap in with Lowe's with Chrissy on Instagram. I believe her Instagram, personal Instagram, is JujuMamaXO. Y'all go tap in with them. So let me tell y'all, this week, I'm not giving y'all nothing. Okay, so I had a part two to I'll name this later. But due to the time frame that I didn't put it out, it'll be a waste. So I'm not going to put it out unless I'm really forced to put it out. But I did speak on the abortion situation as far as Roe versus Wade, as also as far as President Biden protecting some states with abortions. What I want to say real quick is women should have the choice to do whatever they choose with their body. It's their body. No man nor woman should have the voice to say that another woman shouldn't be able to do what she wants with her body. Honestly, I'm a avid supporter of abortions, so, and pro-life, pro-choice. So I feel y'all can do what y'all feel. That's all I'm gonna say. So unless y'all ask for part two of I'll Name This Later, I won't put it out. So yes, I'm giving y'all only music this weekend, this week. It's still Free Britney Griner. I did see she took a deal in her case and she's waiting to be sentenced. Sending prayers up for her. Pray she makes gets the best out of the situation. And this is something I want to say real quick. To everybody that was like, if this was LeBron, he would be out. If this was LeBron, he would be this, he would be that. Granted, LeBron is the probably the most famous basketball player in the world right now. You cannot compare LeBron to Brittany Griner because LeBron is not in that situation. I don't know LeBron personally, nor do I know Brittany Griner personally. So I won't be able to say if they will put themselves in that position. But you guys cannot keep comparing men to women athletes because of their stature. Brittany Griner is the LeBron of the WNBA. So I see the NBA had the WNBA had the All-Star game yesterday. Everybody had on Brittany Griner jerseys. They have to continue to push as far as other athletes have to continue to push to support Brittany Griner. Her situation is tough. I wouldn't wish jail on anybody besides pedophiles, rapists, and baby killers. And rats, because you rat it and you should still go to jail. So please, just let Brittany Griner's situation be Brittany Griner's situation. Please do not bring LeBron into it and determine what would have happened if that was him, because we're not in that space to determine that. Still saying free YSL, free Thugger, free Gunner, free all of them folks, free the Slimes, the Slats, and the Lokes. I miss y'all music. I miss music for the last week and a half. That's old. I won't even make that a song of the week. So let's catch up on music. First thing, I did miss Kevin Gates' album when I did the episode referring to Giveon's album, Money Man, Dirk Deluxe, and Chris Brown. Kevin Gates' album is fire. Literally, from 1 to 17, fire. I'm going to tell y'all now. I'm In Love is one of them. Shoot My Shot is one of them. Ups and Downs, Truth Be Told, Hard to Sleep, one of them. He literally has one feature, which is Juicy J. Shout out to Juicy J. I want y'all to go give Kevin Gates' album a spin. Tough album. Tough, tough, tough album. Let's get into this week's music. Let's first start with a single. Cardi B, Kanye West, and Lil Durk dropped Hot Shit. Man, it's electric. I'm feeling it. Hottest song of the last week. Maybe might be the hottest song of the month. Definitely a summer anthem. It's going to ride throughout the entire summer. Cardi came on rapping. Durk came on rapping. Kanye came on rapping. That song is well put together, well versed. Everybody played their part. One of the best songs to drop this summer, to drop this year, honestly, as far as singles and artists coming together on a track. I'm gonna get to the two albums y'all want to talk about. Give me 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. I did miss the City Girls, and Usher dropped a track, fire. It's definitely like a skating rink tune. It's definitely, if you get on them four wheels and go crazy, it's definitely one of those. Gucci Mane and Lil Baby dropped the track, fire, 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 fire. They was rapping. DJ Drama also dropped the track, which I've had in rotation, featuring Benny the Butcher, Jim Jones, Fab, and Capella Gray. That's what New York sound like. That's what I'm going to say about that one. I believe those are the singles that I missed last weekend. And then this week, y'all know, my toxic brother, well, first things first, Favio dropped the track Paris to Tokyo featuring Kid Laroi, fire. I'm rocking with it. Kid Cudi dropped the track as well. Breezy dropped the deluxe track. Breezy dropped the deluxe. He added eight new songs. Him and DeVito, fire. Special Delivery, fire. In the City, fire. Inner Peace with Anderson .Paak is also fire. I told y'all Breezy gave us a solid album last week. Last, maybe a week or two ago. Super solid album. Shout out to Chris Breezy. I'm going to get into Burna Boy. Yo, listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Burna Boy dropped a album with 19 tracks. I didn't complain once, and everything is fire. This right here, this is my song right here. I'm gonna just give y'all a quick snippet. Let's go, Burna.
Woke up covered in sweat from having these wild dreams.
Come on.
Where I'm from, but last they tend to be hard to see.
Come on.
Oh, pray for strength, please let it wash over me.
What else? What else?
I can't help myself from having these wild dreams.
Kept to myself that nobody no harm unless them was really deserving it. Come from...
Yo, Burna Boy, drop fire, more fire, more fire, more fire. Smack the ventilator, smack your walls, smack everything. If you like, if you want a Brooklyn basement party, and if you know, you know. If you know, you know. Son, Burna Boy probably. We're gonna get to my toxic brother in a second, but Burna Boy album fire. 19 tracks of fire, few features, Popcon, of course, Kalani and Blast, another one of my favorites, him and Ed Sheeran, hot, J Balvin, hot. The song I just played is Wild Dreams featuring Khaled, not DJ Khaled, but Khaled like, send me your location now. A Time to Be Alive, when Khaled dropped, send me your location. Oh, A Time to Be Alive. But Burna Boy, Mayut. I'm smacking walls, smacking ventilators, everything. Fire album. Y'all hear me? Like, one of the best albums that have dropped this year, bro, is Burna Boy. And it's not under a dance category. It's under hip-hop rap. So give that man his respect. Fire, fire. Yo, dog. I don't know if it's 2022 has been a nasty year. But music-wise, fire. Fire. I fire more. Please go tap in with Burna Boy. Please go give his album some listens. Please give it some spins. It's heat rock. Now, y'all know who I'm about to get to. My toxic brother. My dog, Brent Faye. Brent Fayez. Listen to me. You're a dirty dog. You are a dirty dog. And I'm going to keep it right here with y'all, right? As far as albums to me this year, Giveon has the album for the R&B lineup right now. I'm advocate for Giveon. But Brent pulled up real suave, as Brent normally does, and put that shit together. The way he went from Gravity to Heal Your Heart, and son, the him and Alicia Keys, just like, hit, of course they dropped the Wasting Time with Drake and the Neptunes. We all knew that was fire. Dead Man Walking, how he went from Bad Luck to the skit with Wake Up Call. I lie to you not, bro. 19 albums. I'm so happy. Yo, R&B is here. R&B is here. You hear me? The R&B was... We a lot of people were speaking down on R&B because it was a little funny. It was a lot of, you know, not soulful music. R&B is... Hold on.
Said I be out of town too much. Slide in the wind, I'm Gatsby. I'm probably feeling when you see me on the TV, I can help that.
Go on.
I'm just playing cards, I was dealt back.
Go on.
But I got models in the Sprinter.
Man.
I can't buy you happiness if you ain't got it.
Right.
When you to a place, still ain't what you wanted.
Come on.
New face, still not knowing nothing. But you still a dog for the next me. You will exhale those stains in the backseat. When I was down, I would hate to drive past me. I got models in the Sprinter.
Come on, Leash. I'm not even going. Yo, listen. R&B is back in that bag that we needed. You feel me? A lot of R&B was a little funny money, but R&B is back. R&B is back. You hear me? Do you hear me? I can't lie. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Listen, give me on. You wild out. But my dog Brent said, hold on now, Givion. I'm right here. And that's what we needed. And to my toxic brothers, both of them, I appreciate both you guys' body of work. If you ever hear this, just know I said this. Y'all bringing R&B back. I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all bring R&B back. And I want everybody to go stream it. And even if you're not toxic, if you just like good music, I want you to go listen to it. I seen all y'all posting. I seen everybody post a different song. So that's how I know the album was fire. I seen everybody like, nah, this is my favorite. No, this is my favorite. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. And everybody had a different song. That's how you know you produce a great art of work. And the same for Burna Boy. Like, great art, great week of music. Bino, I don't know if y'all listen to Bino, Right X. Bino dropped a Calm 13 track. I want to say album. He dropped a Calm 13 track album this weekend. Of course, y'all know the song with Roddy Ricch was the single. Long Live Draco the Ruler. He has a track on it with Draco the Ruler. He brought my dog Ty Dolla $ign out too. I'm gonna give y'all a snippet of that, because that's probably the hottest song for me right there. That right there is called Out of Line. Put it on in your car. You're going two-step the whole way to where you're going. That is the albums and singles that have dropped for the last week, 2 weeks. If I miss something, y'all can tap in and let me know. Let's talk about something real quick. Usher, Tiny Desk. Leave that man alone. I know I spoke about this last time. Chris Breezy, you my dog. Love you for life. I was raised on your music. You can't do nothing with Usher. And then if we got to sing live, Usher going to come up there and just, you feel me? Like, leave that man alone, please. Usher Tiny Desk is probably the best ones I've seen. If you know me, you know my favorite Tiny Desk episode is the Obi, and I won't say his last name because I'm going to butcher it. Toby Tiny Desk series is fire. Till this day, I watch it. It's in rotation, like it just came out. Fire. I want y'all to go tap in with Usher Tiny Desk. Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby are overseas on a Rolling Loud tour. And to everybody that say Nicki don't got it, or ain't nobody looking for Nicki, or stop playing with yourselves. She's still the queen. She's still her. She still rap. She's still relevant. She still make good music. And she still sell out shows. Matter of fact, I'll see Nicki at Rolling Loud in a couple months. My dog Sue Surf gonna be at Rolling Loud as well, too. Just make sure y'all know when y'all... You feel me? When y'all hear that I-95 come on, you feel... Yeah. Shout out to my dog Sue Surf. Shout out to the bunch and Us We Trust. I also seen something... 808, I believe it is 808, was on $1 million Worth of Game, and Gilly decided to fix his lips up to diss Rick Ross. And let me just speak my piece on this. Gilly, I fuck with you. I feel me. I rock with $1 million Worth of Game, all of the above. But before you fix your lips to say that, Wallo carried the show. Wallo has 100,000 more people listening than you do. So just calm down. But to speak on Rick Ross buying things to try to still be young, I'm pretty sure Rick Ross came from the slums of Miami. So when you get to the level of success, and be heavy on the success, when you get to the level of success of that, of Rick Ross, I want you to just shut up and enjoy your money. But with Rick Ross, I want him to show every young nigga, young female, young entrepreneur, when you put yourself, when you put everything on yourself and you make it to where you could buy what you want, you don't gotta work, you could do what you want, I'm supporting it. Outside of having one of the best catalogs in hip-hop ever, Rick Ross is an entrepreneur. He holds it down. Please, Gilly, don't do that. Excuse me, don't do that. Feel me? Rick Ross do it for motivational purpose only. And I also seen that Meek Mill got out of his deal with Roc Nation. A lot of people was like, that's not a good move. I believe that was his last deal. So now we're going to get Meek music as much as he wants to drop it, because I believe he should go independent. But I believe he won't sign to another major because he has his following. Literally, Meek could drop a single freestyle tonight. A single freestyle, whatever, tonight, and the streams are going to go through the roof because he has a following. We haven't heard from him in a minute. Shout out to the good folks at Roc Nation. Shout out to Meek. Like I said earlier, Finesse Two Times is home. If y'all know who Finesse Two Times is, I play Going Straight In. I believe Going Straight In came out by 5-6 years ago and literally continues to turn the club upside down. Like, literally continues to turn the club upside down. And he dropped a new freestyle the other day, which is fire. Fire. Shout out to J Prince Jr., Mob Ties. Big ups to Finesse Two Times. Stay out of that cell. Stay out the feds. Stay out the prison system. Stay away from it. To all my people, I want y'all to stay away from it. I want y'all to stay away from it. Michael Rubin had a brunch. He had all of the celebrities and stars there. Somebody put up a post. A poll slash post was, is he a culture vulture? We still canceling Jack Harlow. Don't mind it. I won't say he's a culture vulture. What I will say is he has a relationship with Meek Mill, who is a dominant figure in hip-hop. So when you have that as your one of your friends and other hip-hop artists, they're going to bring out the hip-hop, the ball players, the football players, the athletes, because hip-hop and sports go hand-in-hand. I could tell y'all, feel me, back in the day when my brother had football games on Saturday, DMX was blasted through my house as my dad cooked breakfast, because that was the turn-up music for my brother to go out there to have 16 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and do what he wanted, number 63. So those go hand-in-hand. So they also create different opportunities for people. They create, you know, jobs and other things, and they continue to build hip-hop and crossbreeding it with sports. And honestly, I'm not mad at it. I didn't go because I missed my flight. I definitely had a ticket and I had my suit ready. So next one I'll be there though. You feel me? I might go bring a plus one. If you know, pull up, we can make it happen. That is the week in music, the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Let's do a mental health check-in. Y'all, I am in a better space than I've been in the last 7 months. If you know, you know. I really just want to say, outside of my mental, I'm refreshed. I'm back. I'm going to put out as much content that y'all haven't seen from me. Like, I'm going to push the limits as far as podcasting can go for me. I'm literally going to push the pedal to 2000. It's a lot of interviews I have to get done. It's a lot of topics I want to discuss. I will be I will be introducing my female host in the next week or 2 weeks. So please be on the lookout for that. Make sure y'all go follow her. Even though she want to do her own podcast, we're going to work on this one. Also, I might have another co-host coming along. I've played his music on here, but he is my friend and my brother. So he has a different aspect on things. So we're genuinely just going to film me, record, chop it up, and let y'all get the best of the moments. So be on the lookout for the You Got All the Sense with my new co-host. Yeah. But yeah, mentally, y'all, I'm here. You feel me? Like, y'all was looking for Big Flash. Well, here he go. Ain't that what Mystical said? Yeah. Here he go. I'm back outside. Let's just put it at that. Layman's terms. I am back outside. Air quoted. I'm here. You feel me? As I always say, when we check in, make sure you call and check on your strong friends. Make sure you check on your friends you haven't heard from. Make sure you check on your friends who look happy but may not be happy. I literally want y'all to pray for everybody that you come across, whether you like them or dislike them. Send a silent prayer for them. Last 2-3 years, I've been heavy on my prayer game, so I always send a prayer up for the ones I interact with. Because I never know what they're going through. They may tell me they're fine, but I also have a duty as a friend to send my prayers up for them. Please just mentally check in with your people. Make sure you spread love. It's free. Make sure you show support. It's free. Oh, hey, listen, right? So, shout out to Kelly Mae because Kelly Mae won my first giveaway. And my dog has, I haven't gotten my You Got All The Scent shirts in. But I pray I get them done. Orders in and I have them on hand by my birthday. So that'll be a birthday gift to myself. I'm turning 33. Allegedly. So You Got All The Scent podcast once had an Instagram page. I didn't do what I was supposed to do with it, and it got trashed. So now we are back with the You Got All The Scent podcast page. It's literally at You Got All The Scent, which is a great name because a lot of y'all really got You Got All The Scent. Hashtag You Got All The Scent podcast. Yo, if this is what I really want for my birthday. I believe it's 100 interactions, maybe 200, 250, 2,000. I don't know. I'm going to find out. But I am on the mission to get verified via Google searches, via Instagram searches, via all of the above. So what I'm going to do is ask y'all to spam You Got All The Scent in every comment section y'all go to. Shade Room, Jersey Club. Oh, let's talk about that in a second, too. Shade Room, Jersey Club, everywhere that you can hashtag You Got All The Scent. I really pray, please, y'all. I really ask that y'all to spam it so my interaction and my algorithm turns up like it has never turned up before. Don't get me wrong. My loyal supporters, I love y'all like my mom had y'all. You feel me? I love y'all like grill food with my dad on the grill. I appreciate y'all more than I appreciate anything besides my support system. And y'all part of my support system, so we all one accord. Of course, send a prayer up for your support system as well. Thank you to my support system, especially for these last 7 months. I thank y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I want you guys to spam You Got All The Scent literally in all comments. Everywhere y'all can spam it, Twitter, hashtag it, Instagram, Facebook. I literally ask y'all to do that for me. It's probably going to take a good amount of work, but we could do it. We could do it. I know we could do it. I want to close out by again sending my love to the three ladies who lost their lives this morning. Janaya, Aji, and Detriana. Y'all hurt a lot of people. But we gain angels from each one of y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. This is another episode. We are in season 4. I know people probably be counting my seasons. This is season 4. I'm not sure what episode it is, but this is season 4. You Got All The Scent podcast. I need y'all to go follow the Instagram. It is private right now, but I'll take it off private to make it public. As far as giveaways, I'm sorry. As far as giveaways, my shirts they will be ready. I'm praying and manifesting they'll be ready by my birthday. So I will do a giveaway for the 50th follower. Matter of fact, watch this. I'll do a giveaway for the 25th follower, 50th follower, 75th follower, 100th follower. Each of y'all could get a shirt, whatever size, whatever color, however y'all want it. For the 125th follower, I'll give you two shirts. For my 105th follow, you'll get 2 shirts. For my 175 and 200, you'll get 2 shirts. Any color, any size, however you want them. I'm so grateful, y'all. Y'all probably hear the excitement in my voice, even though my feelings is crushed. I am super excited to take this next level and take this next chapter of Another Lap Around the Sun to another level with this podcast. There really is no You Got All the Sense without y'all, and I thank y'all. Mentally, I just want y'all to check in and be great. Physically, I want y'all to be great. One last thing. If y'all ever looked, it's an episode missing. I took one down. Don't ask too many questions. If you know, you know. I will be giving away 2 tickets to an empowerment dinner tea time with I Fit Just Fine LLC. Ladies in the city of Columbia, South Carolina. If you hear this and want to attend, I am giving away 2 tickets. So if you and your sister want to go, you and whoever, there will be a raffle for the first 2, and then the second 2 I'm just going to give away. Support those who support you, whether it's however. You know what I'm saying? You Got All the Sense podcast. Well, without the podcast part. You Got All the Sense on Instagram. Big Flashy with 2 Y's on Instagram. Big Flashy with 2 Y's on Twitter, I believe, as well. I thank y'all for listening. I love y'all. Didi, you crush me, but I love you forever, and I won't ever stop loving you. The love is endless forever. I'm going to end off with this song right here because I mentioned it earlier. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. To Jersey club music, right? I had this discussion. Y'all brought the summer back, X, Y, and Z. But to the nasty, dirty things that I'm seeing as far as a lot of y'all DJs, I'm tired of it. I can't get jiggy with it. Until y'all clear your name, I will not be an avid supporter or fan or a listener of club music unless your name has no dirt on it. That's sick, demonic, and foul. Y'all dead ass wrong. Dead ass wrong. But I won't hold y'all too long on that pause because it's not even worth the time of speaking on this podcast. 2 fingers in the same thumb. Founders Day. Oh, wait. Founders Day is coming up for KBT. If you know about KBT, then you know how we carry things. Founders Day is coming up. We're going to support how we support. We're going to turn up how we turn up. Shout out to my brother Cheese. I love you for life, nigga. Shout out to Torian. I love you for life, nigga. I thank y'all for listening. I thank y'all for posting, sharing, spreading to your family, friends. Even if you listen, you know, sometimes, all the time, in between time. Dom, I love you forever. I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love you. My family, I love y'all. My friends, my support system, I love y'all. Tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody you miss them. Send them $5 on Cash App. They appreciate it. I love y'all for loving me. I appreciate y'all for appreciating me. Big Flash with 2 Y's, 3 Y's, 6 Y's. Y'all know the vibes.
Send me your location now. Focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location and the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention, it was all for you.
So, well, take this chance,
don't leave my heart
from damnings.
Location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna
fall in love over some sweet snow. Let's get personal.
I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you.
Acting like this cause I like you, yo.
Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night. Then ship me your location. Let's focus on communication.